KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, we have clear skies, 17 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high near 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Topping the news this morning, one person has died in an explosion and fire Tuesday night in Harlan. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office reports Harlan Police and Fire, Medevac Ambulance, and Sheriff's deputies were called to 4025 Ridgeway Drive at around 11:18 p.m. When officers arrived, they located a vehicle next to a shed in the backyard of a property. The vehicle and shed were fully engulfed in flames. After the fire was extinguished, human remains were found inside the vehicle. The remains will be sent to the State Medical Examiner's Office to identify and cause of death. An initial investigation determined that the vehicle was traveling north on Highway 59 when it left the road near the intersection with Hawkeye Avenue. The vehicle traveled across a grassy area before striking several trees. It then came to rest against the shed where both the vehicle and the shed caught fire. No names or other information will be released at this time, pending positive identification of the victim and notification of family. The incident remains an ongoing investigation. In state news, an Iowa company with a long history of manufacturing food ingredients for humans and animals will be involved in the first company given a state license to manufacture medical marijuana. Kevin Industries President and CEO Chris Nelson will also oversee MedFarm Iowa as it manufactures cannabis oil. Nelson said Kevin has watched the medical marijuana industry for many years.
I think we've been especially moved by some of the stories that we've heard about the ability of cannabis oil to be able to relieve enormous numbers of what seem to be almost untreatable symptoms in various patients.
The company has an agreement to obtain intellectual property from MedFarm Colorado based on Denver for the manufacturing process.
At MedFarm Iowa, we did not have the experience in growing and extracting the plant. MedFarm Colorado had this experience, and so we're relying on them to be able to transfer this experience from Colorado to the state of Iowa.
The state passed a law which decriminalized possession of cannabis oil for treatment of chronic epilepsy, but those who wanted to use the oil had to obtain it outside the state, and that created several issues. Legislators voted this past spring to modify the law not only to let doctors prescribe cannabis oil for a wider variety of medical conditions, but to set up the state-sanctioned system for growing and dispensing it. Nelson said the state has given them until December of next year to start producing the product.
It may seem like a long time, but in that time, we have to construct growing facilities, construct extraction facilities, and of course, then there's the time for the plant to actually grow. So this is actually a highly aggressive schedule that we have promised the state that we will meet.
Nelson says the company has some stringent guidelines to begin meeting production at a Des Moines location.
The security that the state is asking for the growing and extraction of this plant is probably unprecedented. I would say typical pharmacies throughout the state are under far less security to be able to handle opioids than we will have to be able to handle this plant.
MedFarm Iowa will have an agreement in place with Kevin to contract for a range of services as it begins production. The use of medical marijuana has both supporters and detractors, and Nelson says there are a lot of unknowns. He says that Kevin has experienced this type of thing before, citing its development of lutein.
When we first introduced that molecule, literally no one in the United States had heard of it, and now close to 60% of Americans know what lutein is and what it's they use for.
Nelson says they are taking a chance that more research and development can standardize the extraction and manufacturing processes and lead to success with cannabis.
We believe that because the various compounds that are contained within cannabis have not been explored, that there is enormous opportunities to really significantly impact on human health. And thus, for this reason, we're taking a risk, there's no doubt, but we think that this risk is well-founded.
Kevin now makes 500 specialty ingredients for humans and animals for customers in more than 120 countries. It is a privately held, family-owned and operated company with more than 2,500 global employees operating in some 90 countries. Officials of the Creston Police Department report two men were arrested on separate charges Tuesday just before 11 a.m. 50-year-old Joel Weeks of Creston was arrested for driving while barred. Weeks was later released from the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. At around 7 p.m. Tuesday, 18-year-old William Wolfe of Sheraton was arrested in Creston on a charge of theft in the fifth degree. Wolfe was later released on a promise to appear in court. Creston police said also a resident of the 600 block of South Park Street had reported Tuesday morning that sometime between 10 p.m. Monday and 8 a.m. Tuesday, someone stole a Marine Band CB radio from his vehicle parked near his residence. The loss was estimated at $140. And a woman residing in the 700 block of West Adams Street in Creston reported to police that sometime between 5:50 p.m. and 6 p.m. Tuesday, someone broke a window at her residence. The loss there was estimated at $150. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, a great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call today at 243-4100 or stop by at 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. They're celebrating 40 years of great quality service. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.